a 3-day weekend. Heck yeah, it's a 3-day weekend. Hell yeah. Hey, it is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. I still have Rock Lobster in my head, among other things, in case you can't tell. It's Dave on this Friday, May 24th, a wonderful time of the year. Memorial Day weekend, it is here. Hope you have some great stuff on tap. I know we do. Are you going to be at the Who Show on Saturday? We will be not only there, but broadcasting live from our Squeeze Box Suite from 4 to 7. Make sure you check that out. We have a beautiful forecast for once. It's not going to rain. That's where we started things off today on the show. John told a Mungo Jerry story. Speaking of summer people and summer things, we played a big old block of summer songs as voted by you. Heard about the Rolling Stones' benevolence, and John gave a little civics lesson on memorial meaning. Plus, comedian John Witherspoon made it off a red eye at the ripe old age of 77. Tip of the cap to you, sir. And we had a really fun chat with him. It's all in here. Let's dive in. Everybody have a wonderful extended weekend. We will chat again on Tuesday. Until then, it's the Daily Podcast.
All is 67 degrees outside already with temperature getting up to 80. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend.
Yeah.
I think Dave and I were having this conversation yesterday about, I don't remember a Memorial Day weekend where one day didn't get totally rained out. But this ain't going to be that weekend.
I know, man. Looks great.
There is a chance of a passing shower, a thunderstorm on Sunday because of how hot and humid it's going to be. But other than that, sunny today, the high about 80. Saturday, high 78. Sunday, high 87. Monday, high 82. Sunny all of those days. And just that slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm happening in and about the area. But 67 degrees outside right now. We've got a lot to get to. And coming up at 7:40 this morning, we're thinking about, I asked the question, I may have asked this question the wrong way.
All right.
What is your pool song? But what is your summer song? What is your beach song? What is your, you know, this? I hate the expression, the unofficial beginning of summer, but I'm going to lose that battle trying to change that one. So what is it for you? What is that song? Text it on into us to MGK 645-645. And then later on this morning, we'll get into what we're right now calling pool time. Right. Yeah. But it's just basically summer songs.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
Okay, here's a summer song with summer in it.
Okay.
And it's a story I've told before. I know you guys have heard it, but usually I tell it later in the show. I've never told it this early. We were doing a week of broadcasts from Bill Wyman's Sticky Fingers restaurant up in London, just off of Kensington High Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there, and I go out. At that time, I smoked. And I go out with Denny Somach, who was here the other day.
Yeah, how about that?
And we're standing outside. I'm smoking a cigarette. Denny's talking to me. And we're doing this show, but we're in music, and I went outside to smoke. And as I'm standing there, this guy comes walking past, and Denny goes, "That's Mungo Jerry." I said, "Really?" He says, "Yeah, that's Mungo Jerry." I said, "You're kidding me." He said, "No." And I just go, "Mungo." And he turns around.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
So he turns around, does an impression of Tim Allen.
Right.
Right? You know, turns around and goes, "Hey, what's going on?" I said, "Hey, we're doing this radio show inside. Would you come in and, you know, be a guest?" He goes, "Sure." Because a lot of people don't realize, you know, don't recognize Mungo Jerry.
Sure.
So when he comes inside, we start to talk to him and we try to convince him to do in the summertime.
Sure.
Because we had some musicians there with us. We had a keyboard that had outside the drum sounds and stuff like that. So, you know, next thing you know, everybody's doing it. I'm trying to get him rolling.
Are you singing it or am I singing
it?
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's right, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. Oh, I don't think it's me playing a guitar as well. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn in 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good in a lay-by. We're not great people, we're not dirty, we're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Lots for living here. That's our philosophy. Sing along with us. Dee 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 dee. Da 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 da. Yeah, we're happy. Da da da. Dee da dee dee da dee da da. All right. Da 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 da.
Last one over there.
All right. When the wind is here, yeah, it's party time. Bring it by the way you rock, cause it'll still be summertime. And we'll sing again. We'll go driving on, baby, we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Do you guys remember the Verve song, Bittersweet Symphony?
Oh, yep. God, yeah.
Yeah,
that was a high
you
school
remember that
anthem.
One, Cindy?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Do you remember what happened to the Verve and the Bittersweet Symphony?
Nope.
All right. The Rolling Stones sued them because they sampled the last time in the song. All right. And, you know, and we're talking about 22 years ago that this happened. They sampled it, all right. And they had to surrender 100% of the royalties to Mick and Keith.
Ouch.
Well, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that band even had another hit.
All right. Well, guess what? They don't have to worry about it because Mick and Keith have had a change of heart. And yesterday they decided to give all the royalties back to Ashcroft.
Awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really cool.
He called it a kind and magnanimous gesture, a life-affirming turn of events. I mean, 22 years.
Yeah.
Imagine the interest on that.
He's been living in his car since 97.
Well, now he's living in a Lambo.
For those who don't know it, I mean, just to give you an idea, and listen close, because it's hard to really hear what's going on. And okay. I'm going to mix a little of the Stones into this.
Okay.
All right, so this is what it would sound like. It really comes in here. And then here we mix them together. Do you hear it?
Nope.
Okay, well, you'll hear it now. Steve, I'm not playing the Verve anymore.
I know. Stop.
Just playing the Stones.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
Of course, you don't want to miss out on the meeting of Memorial Day. And I found this story this morning that I find shocking, absolutely shocking. Right. Look, Memorial Day, we all know this. Memorial Day is really more about, the veterans who give up their lives.
Yep.
Right. In order for us to have the freedoms that we have. Right. Not about cookouts and mattresses. And although I don't want to take away from your cookouts or the purchase of a mattress at a fine price.
That's right.
But it is amazing that 55% of people do not know that this holiday is for veterans who died. They think it's for
the majority of people don't know that.
The majority of people don't know. They believe that the Memorial Day is a day for all veterans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And although veterans of wars who are still alive will march in Memorial Day parades, they are honoring the men and women who are no longer with us. But the idea that 55% of Americans don't know the real meaning of Memorial Day, I mean, is disgusting.
Surprised it's not higher, John.
Right.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
For my generation,
I mean,
maybe.
Well, this is the reason why we've got to start teaching civics in school again. You know, you really need to, people need to know what it's about to be an American. Mm-hmm. And it's more than about just voting or just complaining on Facebook. You know, it's about participating and taking part in the process. But 55% of Americans not knowing this is disgusting. It just really is. So this weekend, enjoy your weekend down the shore. Enjoy your barbecue in the backyard. But if you have the opportunity, every neighborhood has a parade of some kind. Even if you're going down the shore, there isn't a short town that doesn't have a Memorial Day parade. Spend some time, stand there, wave a flag, you know, congratulate the people who are in the parade. Make some noise about it, because we need to remember these men and women.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
This weekend, if you want something to do this weekend, here's a man that you gotta go see. Tonight and tomorrow night, he will be at Helium Comedy Club at 7:30 and 10 o'clock on Sunday. There's a 7 o'clock show, and tickets are always available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. You know him from Friday, next Friday, the Friday after next, Soul Plane, the Wayans Brothers show, got Bullworth. Can John Witherspoon actually be on anything else? Well, it seems like he will be any day now. Good morning, sir.
Thank you for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yes. This is a long flight from L.A. to...
Did you just come in this morning?
This morning.
Oh, you took the red eye.
Ouch. Yeah. Well, you know, I take that Alaska bug.
Virgin, yeah, no, yeah, no. So yeah, now my wife and I are pissed about that. It was much better on Virgin. Didn't you like Virgin more?
Oh, I loved it much better.
Yeah, yeah, much
better. They're going to change the configuration of the seats in first class to probably 20 seats instead of 8. It's 8 there now.
Right,
hey,
all right.
Are you guys kidding me? You're complaining about first class, the two of you?
Yeah, we're both complaining about first class.
It's a horrible thing for them to do that.
No, first class on Virgin America was one of the greatest things. They had cable. That's how insane it was. You'd have your own TV screen, 20 films to choose from, all kinds of channels. The seats turned into beds. It was, right? Alaska Airlines comes along and they, like I said, they're going to increase it by 12 seats. What the hell is that?
Yeah, it's going to be horrible.
It's going to suck.
Oh, yeah. Dave and I are over here flying Spirit.
Right.
In the last row on the plane.
Right. Well,
they still have Spirit.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. Check out our podcast. Steve and I will grumble about that later.
Try going someplace other than Boston.
don't you have to pay for everything that you
Yeah, need? I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
On Spirit, you got to pay for going through the door.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Pack of peanuts.
Right. When it was a bad one, that'd be $4.
It's number two. Oh, that's 10.
With first class on Alaska, all you got to do is pay through the nose. That's it. So what's new? What's going on?
I am still on my tour for this year.
Right.
And, you know, I get 40. I had to cut it back this year. Look, I'm getting old. My doctor told me to slow down.
Right.
So I cut it back. They try to get me. I had 47, 48 weeks on the road.
Uh-huh.
And it's only 52 weeks in a year. What do you want me to do? When am I going to sit home and walk the dog?
Right. And from what I understand, sitting at home is like your favorite thing. Your family can't even get you out the house.
I don't like to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Because people love you so much. You know, they want to talk to you. And
right.
I had a car follow me one time into my driveway, into the yard. And the guy got out with his lady. They had gone to the market to buy dinner.
Right.
He going to follow me, and we ate spaghetti in my house. My wife was making spaghetti. They ended up eating my plate. Now, this is weird. This is a little too much for me.
Of all of these films that you – of all of the films that you made, do you have a favorite of them all?
Well, I like Vampire in Brooklyn when I was with Eddie Murphy.
Murphy, right.
Because I always want to be on a movie, scary movie, and holler and run and be chased back, be chased and stuff, and just go running, just holler. Ah! And they let me go and do anything I wanted on that. Wes Craven was the director.
Uh-huh. How did that compare to doing movies like I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
That it was so much fun on the scary movies.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah, it was very much more fun.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was when I was...
You were a child.
It's hard to remember that. I was a preacher on that show.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I was a preacher at the wrong... I was at the wrong funeral.
Uh-huh.
And I was there. I was preaching to these people, and it was the wrong body. I had to walk another half a mile. It's my body, but I'm over here preaching about this guy.
Right. You know, when other than walking around the neighborhood and staying in the house, right? What are your favorite things to do? Right? I mean, do you like traveling?
I'm getting tired of that also.
Okay,
I'm getting tired these days. No, I like to. I'm around my house. I like my old cars. I got old cars.
Uh-huh. What kind?
I collect old foreign English cars.
Really?
Morgan. I have a Morgan.
Really?
TR4.
Uh-huh.
I have an old 54 Bentley.
Uh-huh. You tell me XKE, and I'm just gonna walk out of the room.
No, I don't have that.
Okay, thank you.
That's a beautiful car.
That is a beautiful car.
Yeah.
That is my dream car.
And it's hard to find a nice one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can if you want to pay $200,000
for it. Oh, you got to pay a lot of money.
Yeah.
But Mitzi Shore had an XKE.
Did she really?
Forever she had one.
Could she see over the wheel?
Very little. But just enough.
She had to look through it because it had a big steering wheel.
Just enough to count that money.
You hear her husband just passed away.
Sammy just died.
Sammy and Mitzi Shore are the Comedy Store.
Yeah, the Comedy Store.
That's Paulie's parents.
And they created the Comedy Store.
Yeah, right.
Sammy Shore started it, and Mitzi took it from him in a divorce.
Right.
Which is normal.
And took it over in a big way.
Took it over and made it a big deal.
Yeah.
He he was on the road all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Was he a comic in his I only knew him by name, and that
he
was it.
He used to open for Sammy and open for everybody.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Right. He was very popular.
All right. Now, anybody, who was the most famous person you ever opened for?
Probably Tom Jones.
I used to open, tell you the truth,
I opened the biggest rooms I ever worked for when I opened for the Commodores when Lionel Richie used to be with them.
Right.
Wow. So we would be in 22,000 a night.
Man.
He would go to the basketball gyms of the professional teams.
Right. The arenas.
Next night, we'd fly to another city. And
what's that like being a comic in front of an arena of people?
It's just like being in front of 30 people. 100
really?
People. Yeah.
Really? All right.
But you get more laughs. Oh, and the money, your pockets get filled up a little better. But I didn't get that much money because Benny Ashburn was their manager.
Right.
He would rip me off. He said, I'm teaching you. I ain't got to give you no money. I said, I'm on a bus every day. You got to give me something. I'm riding with them on the bus.
All right.
And he would give me, oh my God, $1,500 for the show.
Right.
When the show should pay you about $15,000.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. He'd give me $1,500. He took me one time, come with me. We went to Radio City Music Hall.
Mm-hmm.
You see all the seats that day? You ain't put one ass in those seats. Why would I give you $15,000? You ain't putting out one ass in those seats.
Well, John Witherspoon is performing tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and 10 o'clock, Sunday at 7 at Helium Comedy. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. I want to let you get your nap in. Thank you so much.
Thanks for
coming
me.
In directly from
Always
L.A.
Always a pleasure.
All right, thank you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9. MGK.
Our last pair of tickets to join us in the squeeze box tomorrow at Citizens Bank Park. And one lucky grand prize winner is going to get upgraded to the front row and gets the VIP, that VIP list. We were going through it yesterday. It's incredible.
You're in the
lounge. You get all these collectibles. You'll be there for the sound check. So
get
now.
To be Pete Townsend for a day.
You get to be Pete Townsend for a day?
Yeah. Oh, is that not part of it?
No, that's not.
Somebody tell Pete.
It's Simon Townsend.
No, but. But you will get a call from Roger Daltrey.
Oh, yeah. It's more than we did.
Roger's been calling every day this week. Still hasn't rung that phone. Right? But, of course, we've got a Who Are You riddle, and Steve's got that for us this morning. Go ahead.
This artist demanded an answer, didn't think your presence was necessary, and sang about being exhausted mentally. Once again. This artist demanded an answer, didn't think your presence was necessary, and sang about being exhausted mentally.
Now, can you figure that out? If you're the first person to do it, you've got Who tickets, 215-263-WMGK. Well, here we go. The last pair of Who tickets, and one of these five people is going to get that grand prize, the VIP package. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. We start out this morning with George. Good morning, George. How you doing?
Good, John. Good morning, and thank you for all you do for the vets, and what you have Memorial Day is really what it is.
All right. Well, thank you so much, but this is not going to get you Who tickets. Here is the Who Are You riddle. This artist demanded an answer, didn't think your presence was necessary, and sang about being exhausted mentally. Who do you think it is?
I'm guessing Phil Collins.
Your guessing is correct. That was a guess. It was an incorrect one. Have a good morning. Donna, who do you think it is?
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger is incorrect. That takes us over to Steve. Steve, who do you think it is?
That was my guess, the Stones.
You're going to Stones? Well, it's not the Stones. That takes us to Lisa. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, so this artist demanded an answer, didn't think your presence was necessary, and sang about being exhausted mentally. Who are we talking about here?
John, I think it's Tom Petty.
Tom Petty?
You're a winner!
Absolutely correct, my dear. That
All right.
is right. That Let's would hang be, out. It would be the artist demanded an answer, I need to know. Didn't Think Your Presence Was Necessary, Don't Come Around Here No More, and of course, Sang About Being Exhausted Mentally. That would be Breakdown. Tom Petty, the correct answer. You, my dear, are going to join us in the Squeeze Box.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.